It's Wednesday, February 22nd, and you're tuned in to the TNIEB podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world, like pandas.
Man, that song.
We just got done watching the Alex Trebek Raps video compilation.
It was pretty great.
Yeah. Make sure if you watch it, check out the one where they put music behind it and they sort of auto-tune his voice.
Yeah, to match the song.
It adds to the effect. It's great. You can thank us later. Anyways, yes, it's another week and things have happened.
Have they?
No.
Are you sure?
No. I was recently just informed that Anthony Faluco has no picks this week.
I have zero picks.
Yeah, so all your picks are coming from me.
Yeah. I got nothing.
All right, so first up, we're gonna talk about all the things I love this week.
All right, let's do it.
So
tell me all about toys and bikes and Overwatch.
We're gonna get there. Let's start with. Are you okay?
Pick the least exciting one.
The least exciting news. Okay. I like anime.
What? Fuck you. I don't know if this is a weeb podcast. I'm out.
You know that one awesome studio, that studio from whence before that was once regarded as one of the best studios?
Gainax.
That's the one. Mm-hmm. Well, there was an interview I saw. I don't know where the source is from, but I saw it going past my Twitter timeline. And they asked one of the studio directors, they're going through, you know, their past and stuff. They said, well, do you have any upcoming projects you could tell us about? And he's like, yeah, sure. I'm just finishing the script on Gunbuster 3.
You can't just casually drop that. And what?
And then he says, oh, I guess that's sort of big news, isn't it?
What an asshole. Yo, Gunbuster 3.
Yeah.
But to be honest, it could be anything. Because Gunbuster 2 was like...
It could be anything.
Completely different than robots doing push-ups.
Yeah, so... I don't know. I don't know what to think about this. Because it's like, we love Gunbuster, but... It's not a remake, and it's not trying to go back. It's clearly... There's a 3 beside it, so...
Yo, Gunbuster, though.
So I don't know where this is going.
They're gonna mess up that name. No, I don't know.
Who knows what Gainax is now?
It's idols.
I mean, so Gunbuster 3 is a thing. It's happening.
They're busting guns with singing and song.
Yeah, still in production, like very early production.
Stages, yeah, because if they just finished the script, like... They still got a bunch of CG work to ruin that animation, you know?
Yeah. So, I'm not super sure what's going to happen there.
You said that wasn't exciting. That's pretty exciting.
But there's nothing to, like...
Makes me want to rewatch Gunbuster.
Yeah. It's easy. 12 episodes.
Yeah. It's not even that hard.
Yeah, very
simple. All the budget got taken out of the last episode there.
Yeah. No, that's an artistic choice.
No, it wasn't. They lost all their budget. And they're like, look, still frames in black and white.
Yeah, so that's that. Next up, let's go to video games, because I like video games.
I also like video games.
BioWare released a video on their combat for Mass Effect Andromeda.
Okay.
Went a bit deeper into the systems that they have. And it's looking pretty good.
There's a lot of like menus on menus on charts on menus.
It looks like I remember people saying Mass Effect wasn't enough of an RPG.
Yeah.
Well, now it's like, nah.
It's looking very Japanese.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, we heard you wanted the menus.
I heard you like stat points.
We heard that you don't want your game streamlined. So here you go. Here's all the numbers.
Though, I really like the idea of limiting yourself to 3 skills.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just finding different combinations and what will work for you or specifically on that mission.
Yeah.
And it seems like if I go down the biotics road, I'm not stuck there. I don't have to make a whole new character.
Yeah, because it showed that like you can also switch your classes on the fly.
Yeah.
And you have favorite loadout setups.
Yeah.
So you can just change them depending on what kind of mission you're going to.
I wonder if that means like by the end of the game, I can have a rider that's perfect.
Oh, yeah. You could, maybe. Right. I also like how weapons aren't restricted to classes anymore, so you can just carry them all.
Also, like, the different types of classes come from different areas of the universe. Like,
the
Milky Way galaxy weapons are all, like, bullets and, like, impact stuff. Mm-hmm. All the weird Outer Rim space stuff is energy and lasers.
Yeah, and then the one I think they said there's plasma weapons.
Yeah.
Those are slow, but they're all heat-seeking.
Mm-hmm.
So, That's cool. The game looks good. The video they showed runs on an Xbox One, and it looks really nice on that Xbox One. It looks super smooth. Yeah. So I can't wait to see what it looks like.
On the console you're going to buy it on?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. The one that's been claimed to be a little bit more superior, we'll say. Or the PC, you never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's fun. The other video game thing that I want to talk about is Overwatch.
Yeah.
Because it's Overwatch. How could I not? They recently today showed off a little bit of a teaser for their upcoming character.
Mm-hmm.
And she's an 11-year-old girl.
Sure.
Mm. And her ability... Well,
she becomes an adult.
Oh, wow. Damn. So the thing is, she's this like child prodigy. She works amazingly with machines. Like she speaks to machines and stuff.
You ever watch Nichi Joe?
No.
No. Okay. I was gonna say she's the professor from Nichi Joe, but the reference is lost on you.
It is. I can only assume the professor's a young person.
She's a very young girl, and she makes a robot.
Yeah, I can imagine. So essentially, her name is Effie.
That's Iffy. I don't know.
It could be Iffy. Anyways. She, the way they do it, they don't actually reveal her as the character. They just posted this blog post. It was like a mock interview with this new character.
Okay.
And she talks about how, like, in her spare time, she likes to make drones and help her out with menial tasks and
That's
stuff.
That's hilarious.
And how she wants to build, like, future projects to, she mentions this, I guess, guardian robot that's already established in the Overwatch universe. And she's like, I one day want to make a robot like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the current speculation is either she's going to be the character and she's going to be like a summoner type support.
Yeah.
Where she summons drones to help with the fight or whatnot. But the other argument I heard was that Blizzard wouldn't ever put an underaged character in their game to be killed.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea is that maybe... Because at the end of the interview, they say, so with this grant, because she gets this grant because she's genius, what are you going to do with the money? She's like, oh, I got a plan. So the other speculation is that she's going to make a robot that's going to be the new character.
Wait, isn't D.Va underage?
D.Va is 18.
On the dot.
Yeah, I believe she's 18. She turned StarCraft Pro at 14 or 16 or something like that.
And then she's like, I'm out.
Yeah, she got too old. She got conscripted into war.
Wow, very Korean of her. Holy jeez.
I think that's what it is.
Really?
Yeah.
They put in like Korea's like mandatory army time in there?
Yeah, because you know her mech, it's called a Mecha.
Yeah.
Like MEKA. It's like mobile something Korean army.
Wow.
Yeah. Like that thing's not exclusive to her. That's like the Korean army.
They went full real world lore on that shit.
Yeah, so like I think the idea was when the Omnic Crisis happened and the world had to go to war, StarCraft stopped and she got conscripted.
Yeah.
And so she...
She's the Char of Korea.
Yeah.
Like, hers is like, why is a robot so fast?
Yeah.
It's just he's fast or she's fast.
Yeah.
There's nothing different. It's just a regular Zaku.
Yeah, exactly. That's basically her backstory.
Okay.
But yeah, so they showed off Effie. And,
Effie.
So season 3 just ended, so a lot of people are thinking that we're gonna get a new trailer, maybe a new character in time for season 4, which starts next week.
I think it'd be fun if it is a robot.
Yeah.
That her 12-year-old character is just sitting in base with an iPad.
Oh.
And then the robot is doing controlling
that would
the robot.
Be cool.
So you could turn around and see your pilot.
Like. As the player, you control the robot, but you just see this NPC.
Yeah, you see that. You see the NPC that's controlling you.
That would be cool. It would be cool if you saw her fingers move as you move.
Yeah, right? Left and right.
That'd be cool.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah. That's a cool idea. That or she follows you around in the battle, but you can't hurt her.
I guess, yeah. She's in some sort of weird bubble.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, yeah, so that's exciting for Overwatch stuff. But the real Overwatch news... is a follow-up from last week's story when I told you about an Android Tracer.
Mm-hmm.
So this past weekend was Toy Fair
in
New York. It was also Wonder Festival Winter in Japan. And Good Smile said, all right, we're going to show you everything now.
All right.
So they showed off two more Nendroids. First one's Mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Second one's May. They look pretty... They're just artwork, but it's like, cool.
I'm down for May.
They're going all the way.
I'm down for May.
But then they're like, listen, we know you fanboys out there don't want this cutesy shit, so we're going to show you some Figmas. So, obviously, the first one is Tracer, because she's the cover girl. Can you guess who the second one is?
Winston.
No. I want you to think real hard about the company Good Smile, where it's located.
Torbjorn.
No. In what this country is...
Hanzo.
Oh, you're so close.
Genji.
It's Genji.
Gross.
The cyborg ninja.
Gross.
So yeah, Tracer and Genji are the first two Figmas coming.
I'm waiting for my Figma Reinhardt. That's what I want.
Yeah, no, I would love that. That's
what I need.
I want a Figma D.Va with Mecha.
I want something to hammer fight my Super Robot Shugoken Galgaigar.
Well, that'd be fun.
Yeah. I want another hammer to clash.
That would be cool. I actually really want an Ana now, because I play her so much.
So, yeah. How committed are you to buying every variation of Tracer?
I'm not that committed, because I actually really love her default costume the best.
Okay.
So I don't really mind her.
What about Air Pilot Tracer?
That would be cool.
Elf Tracer.
Elf Tracer would be pretty tempting.
Racing Tracer.
Surprisingly, I don't really like her racing suits. All right. Because you know what I like about her regular costume? She's got the Union Jack on her bomber jacket.
But what if the Racing Tracer came with a Good Smile exclusive that was the bike from the Icon?
Wow.
No, wait, that's D.Va's. Never mind, sorry. Uh-huh. If D.Va came with an exclusive in a different set that you didn't want.
Oh, well, D.Va, I would buy them all.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's just no argument.
You're all about those 18-year-old...
Koreans. With the giant robot? With
the giant robots. Yep. Got totally. It.
I'm into it.
All right.
Girl,
you've almost fit all the criteria. Do you own a robot? No. I'm out.
That's true. Huh. Yeah, so yeah, I'm pretty excited. Like, obviously, Toy Fair and Wonderfest, they showed off a whole bunch of other cool things, but for me, it was the Overwatch stuff that took the cake. Okay. For a lot of my friends, what they really liked seeing was, who's the Sega girl?
From Space Channel 5?
Yeah.
Ooh La La.
That's the one.
I want to say Luluko.
Yeah, a lot of people like her.
That's great. Yeah, that's a great toy, and I'm going to buy it.
The other things that caught my eye that I think look super nice.
Wait, are pre-orders up for there?
No.
Yet?
Oh,
not
okay.
Yet.
The things that I thought that looked really cool was they did the Bloodborne Hunter, the guy on the cover.
Oh, nice.
He comes with the chainsaw thing.
Yeah.
And from Dark Souls 3, the Black Knight.
Okay.
So I thought those looked really cool. Yeah. And then on the Transformers front, they had this, they showed off this thing called Trypticon.
Mm.
Giant dinosaur turns into a city.
All right.
That's pretty neat.
Sounds pretty cool.
He also turns into a spaceship, so that's that.
I've been hearing a lot about Bumblebee recently at work.
Really?
A lot of kids getting Bumblebee toys.
Well, the movie is coming up. So Bumblebee's coming back.
Yeah.
And I think the people of Red Hasbro said, okay, we're going to do a masterpiece Bumblebee.
Oh, I don't think those kids at my work got the masterpiece. I'm pretty sure.
The thing about this masterpiece, though, is you know how I usually buy my masterpiece over in Japan because that's where they come out first and stuff? This one's coming first to America. And it's coming out in American packaging. It's not that special stuff.
Question. I was going to say. Is it... Because I think Japanese packaging is way cooler.
Yeah.
So it's American, it comes in robot form,
I don't know, but the way they showed it off, it's not gonna fit in, we'll say box wise with my other ones.
All right,
and it's based off of the movie Bumblebee, so he's a Camaro. It's based off of the first movie Bumblebee.
Okay,
so which is 10 years old.
Oh man, Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, 10 years. You know him and Megan Fox are 30 now.
Damn,
that's crazy. I mean, I'm not too far off from that either, but still.
No, yeah, I'm only 3 years off, so.
Yeah, so but it's still kind of crazy to think about that. That's 10 years ago.
10 years ago. I was 17.
I thought the Transformers movies would have been done already.
No, that'll go on forever.
Well, I thought they would have been rebooted by now.
Michael Bay will breathe his last explosion.
That's crazy.
And then the singularity will take us all.
Yeah. Also, McFarlane Toys, they got the license for Destiny.
Okay.
This is cool. They made action
figures. I don't really think I've ever liked anything from McFarlane Toys.
Good. They're not good. Anyways, they made a roleplay toy.
Which is...
They made the fucking Galahorn.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard about that.
For all you kids out there who like video games that don't like tiny action figures, but you just thought, hey, I want to get...
You need a cosplay gun.
Yeah. here it is. It's going to be $150, and
that's actually less expensive than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, so the prototype at the show is hand-painted and made out of, like, more high-end materials, so I think it costs, like, $1,000.
Damn!
But it's a prototype, right?
You can buy the prototype?
No, but they're just telling you, like, what the one that you're seeing.
Oh, they're just like. Being like, we have the expensive ship.
Yeah.
F all y'all.
Yeah, so they're like, what we want to do is make this
reasonable.
Yeah, so we're going to see what kind of materials and paint we can get away with to try and look like this still.
Mm-hmm.
So, $150. So, I mean, yeah, okay, cool.
Alright.
Roleplay, like, collector-worthy level of roleplay items seems to be the theme this year at the show.
They're like, toy companies are trying to get on that cosplay train.
Yeah, you know how, like, for a long time, everybody, like, you could always buy, like, say, Captain America's shield?
Yeah.
Well, like, in the past year, you've been able to buy the shield and Iron Man's helmet at like, Toys R Us now, but, like, a collector level edition that's around, like, $200, $300.
Okay, an adult version.
Yeah, you could walk in and buy it and, like, and put the shit on. And
a version where you get to the counter and they're like, gift receipt? And you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, gift receipt. Yeah, it's for someone else.
I never say that. They're like, gift receipt? I'm like, no, it's for me.
Yeah, I never say that either. And then sometimes, like, depending on the person, it's either, if it's, like, a guy at the till, he's like, yeah.
No.
But if it's, like, a teenage girl at the till, it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. But lately, like, and then in the past couple of months, I've seen that you could buy collector level Power Rangers helmets. I still want one of those, but I haven't been able to find one yet. Like the Red Ranger helmet.
Have you seen those new morphers? The movie morphers?
Yeah, and like they look, you know, who knows what those are.
They look like weird space metal melted around a morpher.
Yeah, you could buy like Stormtrooper helmets, but at the show, at the toy show, they showed off, now you can buy, like they showed off, you can buy collector worthy Thor's hammer.
Oh.
You can buy Star-Lord's helmet.
Oh, that's a cool helmet.
You, like the mask thing?
Does it, you press a button and stuff comes out?
I think you could buy Ant-Man's helmet.
Cool.
Like, you could buy so many things that I just thought, why would you want all of this? But, like, it's a lot of B-level characters being like, you could buy their actual stuff in collector-level grades.
Listen,
like,
do not underestimate the cosplayer's ability to just buy things instead of making it.
That's true, and it got me thinking, like, man, at some point I'm just gonna be able to buy, like, a film-worthy suit.
Yeah, like, when it's like, you could go to the Halloween store,
yeah,
and it's like, okay, here are the pleb suits,
yeah,
but if you really want the good stuff, come to the back.
Yeah. You know what? One day I am going to buy myself a Red Ranger suit.
Okay.
And I'm going
to... Like a movie quality, like a Sentai quality?
Yeah, like a real one.
Okay. Because I remember I met a guy at Anime North before.
Yeah.
And he got them from, like, a distributor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he had a Green Ranger suit.
Oh.
I might still be friends with him on Facebook. I should check. I don't know.
Still not cheap, though.
No, they're not. He said he spent, like, upwards of, like, $500 to, like, $700 for it.
Yeah.
But he's like, I'm a huge fan, and I wanted to do cosplay, so.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I get sent them my measurements. And
the best thing about those Sentai suits is, like, you don't have to look like the person, because you just put the helmet on. Yeah.
No, yeah, underneath, the guy who bought it,
yeah,
just the black dude with an afro.
Yeah. That's why, like, I've been thinking about, like, cosplay, and I'm like, no, I gotta pick something like full face, like cover.
See, all the cosplays I want to do, I need 6-pack abs.
Yeah,
because my tough characters don't wear shirts.
That's tough. But yeah, no. So yeah, Toy Fair and Wonderfest, a lot of cool stuff. Go scour the internet for more awesome things. Because I don't know what else there was.
Sure.
Let's move on to our weeks. What you do?
I did one new thing.
Okay.
I watched a new show, or an old show. New
Tell movie. Me all about it.
It is called Symbionic Titan.
Symbionic.
Yeah, Symbionic Titan.
Symbionic.
It is a Cartoon Network show that was created by Grendy Tartakovsky, who is...
Tartakovsky?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's known for Powerpuff Girls, Dexter's Laboratory, Samurai Jack, Clone Wars, all that good stuff.
When you say the Clone Wars... You Sorry. Don't mean the actual...
No, the Star Wars Clone Wars, the cartoon.
Yeah, that, like, 30-minute short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Brian Andrews and Paul Ruddish. I don't know who those two are.
Mm.
But it focuses up on a trio. They're humanoid aliens. There's a princess named Alana. There's a soldier named Lance. And there's a robot named Octus. And their whole planet gets overthrown by a coup. And the king is like, hey, princess... We have finally perfected this warp technology. We're going to launch you with a soldier and this robot into space. And if you don't hear from us, you have to assimilate into Earth culture.
Mm.
Right? And so it's this princess, the knight, and the robot, all trying to hide out on Earth and get used to Earth culture. But also at the same time, it's Monster of the Week. Because, like, in the first episode, the bad guy finds out that the warp gate technology is legit.
Right.
And so he starts sending monsters through the warp gate to kill Alana. Huh. And what they got to do is form like Voltron.
They form?
So what happens is they all have these, or the two humanoids have these watches.
Yeah.
And when they press it, they just turn into a robot.
Whoa.
Right? The Lance turns into like a pretty big robot, like size of a house maybe. And then Lana turns into a humanoid-sized robot.
Huh.
But then what happens is that Octus, who is actually a robot,
yeah,
he grows in size. And then their minds meld and they drift together to make the symbionic Titan. It's only one season. It's 20 episodes. And it's got to be one of the best cartoons I've watched in years.
Yeah?
It's really good. It's a shame to hear that it was canceled. Not because of ratings or quality and stuff like that, but because they couldn't secure a toy license.
Oh, that'll right? do. That'll
yeah.
do.
Yeah, they weren't able to secure a toy license, so they didn't get a...
Like, what's the point?
A second season.
Yeah, I get it.
But it's really...
He looks like the Iron Giant, but he's clear.
Yeah, he's clear. It's weird. It's got... Man, some of these jokes are great. It's one of those things I always think great cartoons when there are jokes written for both the children and the adults watching it with them.
Yeah.
This show has a lot of it. Like, even if you're an older person, you're gonna get a lot more out of the show, or a lot different stuff out of the show than a child. Right? The child's gonna see all the, like, haha butt jokes and all this stuff, and look, it's a robot, cool. And then there's all kinds of, like, little sarcastic jokes for all the adults and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy it. The main character, Alana, though, we decided as a group looks like a lemon.
Yeah, I see.
Or an onion, one of those.
Yeah, an onion.
Yeah,
onion with the
little root at the top.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, this show is just like nonstop laughs and nonstop action. Every episode is Monster of the Week, and then also like some sort of lesson they learn about.
Does it at
being
least
on Earth
conclusively and end?
It does. They have an ending.
Yeah.
There are some strings that were left open just because, like, the amount of threads they open, like, they couldn't have closed it very well if they just did that.
Yeah.
But it does have a solid ending that I'm pretty happy about, but it does leave, like, a mystery of, like, what happened to their home planet? What are they going to do now on Earth? What are they going to do? Like, all this other stuff. Like, that would have obviously been fleshed out in further seasons. So yeah, me and my friends marathon that, and I really like that show.
That's a shame that it got canceled because they couldn't get a toy license.
Yeah, it was surprising. It was the only reason I could find on the internet. Like, that was the only reason
I wonder what the problem was. Maybe they were asking too much, maybe no one wanted to do
it. The robot designs aren't the greatest. And also, like, another thing I gotta say about this show is that their use of CG feels really out of place.
Hmm.
So maybe that had an effect on the design of the robots.
Yeah.
So here's all three. I'm going to show you all three of the robots. The gold one is Alana. The purple one is the other guy.
Yeah.
And then that's Octus, and he's just a clear floating robot.
Yeah, I see.
Hmm. And so they're not the greatest designed robots.
No.
And if they were toys, they seem very bulky and kind of garbage.
Yeah.
Though the actual Titan looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's like a think of like a translucent Game Boy, but yeah. He's a Spartan.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, he looks pretty cool.
Yeah, he looks pretty cool. So yeah, it's kind of it's kind of disappointing, but man, I laughed my ass off. They have a lot of the things I liked from Titanfall, where you know how BT is like really dry and very literal? Yeah. Octus is like that too. And like Octus has to become a student and go to school with them,
mm-hmm.
go to high school. And then also he has to be their dad when they're at home, so he like morphs his appearance, right? But a lot of his jokes are all yeah, I don't get it. Like so one is like they're looking at a piece of art, and then one is like, oh, I could feel it in my soul and blah blah blah. What do you see, Octus? He's like, well, I see that there's over 20,000 gradients of color in this painting, and also there's a painting underneath this painting, so it wasn't the artist's first try, right? And so and he's very literal, and they have a lot of jokes like that, which I really enjoy. So it's a good watch. Like if you want something very concise, 20 episodes,
20?
Yeah, 20 episodes, one season. Go for it. It's really good.
Hmm.
But that was the only new thing in my week. Everything else has been League and Yakuza. So.
All right. Cool. I guess similar story. I haven't really done too much. I watched the first episode of the new season of Chef's Table.
Okay.
And that one is about Korean food.
I don't know how salty it is.
But no. So they go to the chef they pick isn't actually a chef.
Okay.
She's a monk. She's a Korean monk. So oh. It's all vegetarian food. Okay. And they talk about and she grows everything. She cooks everything. She's all almost self-sufficient. It's really interesting. So she goes through her life story, how she became a monk. She left home when she was 16 to become a monk.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's hardcore.
Yeah. And then she talks about the food that she makes and it's amazing because I'm wow. You eat this food every day? This is part of their diet? It looks top quality restaurant level stuff.
Well, they're monks, right?
Yeah, I guess so. But no. Even their presentation, I'm just surprised that they go to that length.
It's that dedication.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess. When you have nothing else to do besides pray
and eat. Practice kung fu.
Yeah,
I don't know. What else do monks do? They don't talk.
Well, apparently in Korea, the monks all have cell phones and iPads and shit.
What?
So.
That's cheating.
Yeah.
Where's the monk StarCraft League?
I don't know. I should also tell you that this monk also has a salary because she teaches a cooking class at one of the biggest, bestest cooking schools in Korea.
Huh.
So. But hey, she's bald and she wears the thing.
All right, I guess.
So she's a monk.
That counts.
And she lives in isolation.
But, listen, if I go out as a police officer on Halloween,
yeah?
I'm not a police officer.
But there you go. So that was that. And then the second episode is Russian. And I got halfway through that before I fell asleep.
Because Dosvidanya.
It's fun.
That's the only Russian word I know.
That's good. It's good. It's fun. And then I played a bit of Gravity Rush. I think I'm at 5 hour mark.
Okay.
The reason I'm playing Gravity Rush is, have you ever heard of the site called How Long to Beat?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I went there. And then I was looking at my games and
what order should I tackle these
in? Yeah, so I saw Gravity Rush has 10 hours. And it said 14-hour completionist. And I'm that seems perfect. Because at least this way, no matter how far I want to delve into the side quests or whatnot, it's not going to be super long.
Yeah.
So I played Gravity Rush. And Gravity Rush is pretty cool. The gimmick is really neat.
Okay.
Essentially, you can... On the Vita, I believe it was used the accelerometer in the Vita.
Yeah.
To control your
orientation. Move it up
and
down,
side to side. Yeah, with the PS4 version, I'm playing the remastered one, you use the...
Six axis?
Yeah. Or you just turn it off completely, like I did, and use the right stick.
Why?
Because it makes it 1,000 times easier.
Should you use the six axis?
Nope. I just jammed the sensitivity on the camera on the stick up. And it works for me.
Okay.
Yeah, so then you can do that. And the mechanic is you can choose your orientation of gravity. And that's all it is.
Okay, yeah, and you ride or kick everybody.
Yeah, pretty much. So I think the gimmick and just the way the game looks and the design of the world is all super cool. The story seems really neat. It's told in these
still frame comic book, right?
Yeah, still frame comic book. They're not animated pages, but they're just there's life to them. Sometimes things will shake or move. So it's fun to watch. It's like watching an animated graphic novel.
Okay,
so that's fun. I don't really know what it's all about. She's kind of has amnesia. She doesn't know why she's there, but it's fun. The writing is really, really funny, especially the main character, Kat. Mm-hmm. They talk about, in every conversation, she usually has brackets for what she's thinking. And she's pretty, witty and humorous and like that. So that's fun. I think the game's biggest weakness is the combat.
Mm-hmm. It's
not exactly brilliant. You mash square.
And you kick people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's not really that fun. Or you gravity kick them, or rider kick them. Yeah. And it has lock on, so at some point it's just get in the general vicinity and you hit them, so it's okay.
I could see why they would want to simplify that for all the other amount of crazy shit you're doing with maneuvering.
Yeah.
Around the world.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but it's just the game has story missions and then they have challenge missions. The challenge missions are either racing or beat all these monsters.
Is racing just figure out how to get to a place in a straight line?
No, they give you checkpoints.
Oh, okay.
So it's like open world racing in Grand Theft Auto.
Mm.
Yeah. You just gotta get to the checkpoints and then you win. And it's pretty simple. You have powers, you upgrade them, like with, you collect purple crystals, they're called precious gems, and they serve as your experience currency. And then you allocate them as you see fit. I'm having fun with it. I think being halfway through it, I'm satisfied. I think it's pretty fun. But I am kind of, I'm at the point now where it's like, all right, maybe I'll just go through all the story missions and end this. Because I'm more curious about what this world is about and what this game is about rather than the actual mechanics of it now.
I don't know if the world's been morphing as you've been playing, because I watched you play some of it mm-hmm. today. And there's some weird, like, anomalies happening throughout the yep. world. And yep. I can't, is that from just, like, you progressing through the story and messing stuff up, or?
No, that's there from day one. Oh, so, okay. like, I have no idea what the fuck is going on.
Because Gravity Rush 2, that world is clean.
Well, Gravity Rush 2 has nothing to do with Gravity Rush 1.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so there's an anime you gotta watch that connects them. Hmm. But, like, they might as well be different games.
Okay.
Like, not even the same title, so. Yeah. But no. It's it seems like a really cool concept. It's just things about it feel underdeveloped.
Mm.
I'll say it feels like a Vita game from way back when.
So it feels like where it came from?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Like it already feels aged is what I'm saying. So, but yeah, that's that. And that's it.
Cool.
That's it, man. Anything else?
Not really. I had a bunch of discussions with my friends who recently beat Final Fantasy 15.
Oh, yeah.
And how we differ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do they love it?
They love it. Love it!
Yeah, that game's either you love it or you just really don't understand the magic.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. And that was a time. That was about a 45-minute discussion of me telling
Was it heated?
It was pretty heated. Like, I was trying to not make it heated, and they're like, no, it's awesome! The bros, though, and I'm like, why are you doing this to me?
Okay.
Yeah, but I guess the only other things is, like, Yakuza, I learned there's a really cool unlock that you'll really only get if you dive deep into the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's classic fighting styles for your characters. So if you beat each character's respective mini game. So for I dropped my water bottle. For Yakuza, it's for Kiryu, it's okay. the real estate game.
Yeah.
And for Majima, it's the hostess club game.
Mm-hmm.
If you beat both of those, you unlock a fourth fighting style, which is just your fighting styles from the previous, like the original game. So like it's pretty strong, but it's more of a throwback. It's more of cool. I can do all of his like. Classic combos from these older games and still wreck face and do kinds of different stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
So I thought it was like a really neat Easter egg for people who are like really committed to the side stuff.
Yeah.
So that was fun. But I'm just loaded on money now. I learned how to farm money in that game, which is you get all your money stolen from you because there's a guy named Mr. Shakedown.
Yeah.
And he comes around and if he beats you, he takes all your money.
Oh.
But you can get an upgrade from this this upgrade area. And when you take money from him, you get 20% more money than he has.
Mm.
So what you do is that you build up like a couple hundred million, get beat up by him, then go beat him. Then you get all your money back plus 20%.
I see.
Then you get beat up by him again, and then you beat him, and you just cycle it.
Mm.
So I'm sitting at like 200 billion yen.
I see.
So I have more money than I know what to do with now.
That's cool.
Yeah. And yeah, I finished both of the weird side missions. It's good. I only got a couple to finish up, and then I have the Uber boss, the optional boss, which is the Amon family, which is a long-running Yakuza thing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I'll be done with that soon. I think I'm sitting at like 70 hours or so.
Mm.
It's long.
Hmm. Interesting.
The story only took me 30.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The story took me 30, 35. Now I'm sitting at 70 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. For all the side stuff.
Wow.
There's a lot to do in that game.
I imagine so. Cool.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I was gonna say the thing I was doing, I was cleaning up. I found a copy of Dark Souls 3. Apparently, I bought it.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess I just because I looking, I was going through my closet and I was like, oh, I need a.
You find that Black Label Final Fantasy 7 or what?
No, I didn't. But I might have found Disc 2 and something. But
oh my god.
But why you want it?
Oh, I'll take it.
You don't have that game?
No.
Oh, because you hate it.
It's okay. I own it digitally on the
PS3. Well, then why would I give it to you if you don't want to appreciate it?
Because I want, maybe I'll get it signed.
Nah.
Maybe it'll be a collector's item.
Yeah, so yeah, I was cleaning and I saw a copy of Dark Souls 3 and I'm like, maybe I should play this.
Okay.
Because I couldn't find the receipts. I was like, well, it's not like I could return it. So I have it. What's that?
That's what I did this week.
Hmm.
I spent too much time on, or too much money on a concert ticket.
What?
Me and my friends were planning to go to Distant Worlds.
Uh-oh.
It's December 2nd in Toronto. Right, and all my friends are like, all right, we all bought our tickets, put in the $60 row.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool, $60 row, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
So I went to go pay $60, and I'm like, hey, where's the meet and greet option?
Yeah.
Because last time I bought a ticket, you could buy any seat, but then you could also add on the meet and greet.
Oh.
And they're like, nah, son, meet and greets are only for front row. VIP exclusive.
So you got...
I spent... $200 on a concert ticket
to meet
Nobuo Uematsu again.
Ah, to be fair, it's not that bad. I know some people paid $300 to go see the Backstreet Boys.
Is that someone we know?
No. Okay. It was an old friend.
All right. But yeah, $200. I'm like, man, dropped it.
Yeah.
But hopefully, I'll get a bunch of stuff signed. That'll be fun.
If it's worth it, then it's worth it. I mean, you still have like a year to just...
Like, I'm not regretting it at all. Yeah. Like, there's no, like, buyer's remorse.
Yeah.
Because... And plus, I got, like, it comes with, like, ticket insurance. So at any point, I can just be like, I can't make it. And then I get all my money back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
So... Should be fine.
All right. Cool.
But yeah.
All right.
I spent too much money.
That's okay. We're getting that time of year where we spend too much money anyway.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I was reading the story on Kotaku about some guy who sold his PS4 so that he could have Valentine's Day dinner with his wife or something.
That's terrible. Why would you do that?
And I read the first line of the story and he's like, I was expecting my tax return, so, you know, I did that thing where I pre-spend money before I have it. And that was the first time I'm like, okay, I won't judge him anymore because he already knows he's an idiot. So.
But, like, don't sell the PlayStation. Sell her stuff.
It's on Kotaku if you guys want to read it. It's by Mike Fahey.
Oh, that guy with the beard?
Yeah. It worked out something like his... I don't know. It's almost kind of sad. Because, like... I think it's something like... he was short on funds. And his wife's card was short on funds, too.
Huh.
Because their son accidentally bought Elder Scrolls on the Xbox.
Dang.
Which tapped them out.
Okay.
And so they couldn't have Valentine's Day breakfast. And I'm like,
life is a writer, though. Jeez.
And I'm like, I get it. Like, it's that time of the year, but at the same time, you gotta be smarter. Like, you don't need to. Because he also writes, like, on the 15th, her refund comes through, we get paid and stuff, and blah, blah, blah.
I'll buy a PlayStation again.
And I'll just buy it again. That's what he says. He's like, it's okay. I got $175 in gift cards to the Olive Garden and Pizza Hut. And it's like...
We could have postponed this.
I know, and it's just like, well, that's why America's the country in the most debt.
Go, America!
There you go. Sorry, America. I don't mean to offend you. Or the writer.
Or yeah, that writer. I'm just saying, like...
I'm just saying, like...
That's... It sounds like he's not giving himself a...
Yeah.
Good argument here.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, like, it's a weird sort of cultural acceptance to spend your money like that in America, which is
like, to be fair, that's kind of what I do.
But you don't have a family.
True.
Right?
But also, like, how I do it is that I just use my credit card as my bank account.
Yeah.
And then I collect all the points. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I buy something, like, I pay it off immediately.
Yeah.
Like, if I go out and spend $20 on lunch,
yeah,
the night of, I'll pay the $20 on the card. Like, yeah. I'm always running a zero balance.
Yeah. But this guy's talking about is more just like, no, he's got zero in the checking.
Oh.
And the card is tapped to the max.
Dang.
Like, that's how tight these guys are running. I'm just like, it's kind of... That's what I guess that's just how spending works there.
Huh. I wonder if I went to America and then they're like, what are you doing? Like, you want to go out? It's like, no, I'm saving.
Yeah.
Saving? What's but, that?
Yeah, at the same time, like, I don't know. I can't really judge them. I don't know their situation. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
You don't know where they live. Like, maybe that's just how things are working.
It does perpetuate the stereotype.
Yeah. But then again, like, I will pull back to the beginning. I was spending money before I had it.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like, well.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, what else? Like,
What's a, there's a subreddit. It's called Personal Finance.
Yeah.
And it's people being like, how can I save money? Every single piece of advice boils down to stop spending your money.
Yeah.
Put money in an account.
Yeah.
Don't be an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Or you just buy things that people want, and then you flip them.
See? So that's what I'm doing. I'm buying video games that are rare. And then 40 years from now, I'm playing the long game.
See, I'm all about that short-term flipping.
Oh.
I'm buying that Switch because I know people are going to want it.
You're going to switch it for cash?
Yeah, man. Get it?
Okay.
Switch it for cash.
You're terrible.
Am I?
Yes.
Probably. But didn't you know that already?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
You just find new ways to surprise it. Sometimes I forget and I'm like, no, Vince isn't a trash person. And it's like, no, he still is. Forgot. Never mind. I managed to get my hands on Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild Collector's Edition.
The Master?
Not the one with the Master Sword, the one in the middle.
There's a one in the middle?
Yeah, there's a regular edition, there's a special edition, and then there's the one that comes with a statue Master
Sword. How come you don't want that?
Because I don't want a giant statue Master Sword that does absolutely nothing.
You do.
No, I don't.
You do.
I just want all the other stuff that comes with it.
Okay.
Like, so I think the one I have comes with a nice little carrying case for your Switch.
Oh, right,
stuff like that. Like a Sheikah Stone.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I really do hope they do themed Switches in the future.
Or just, sticker packs.
No.
Like, they did it for the Vita.
Yeah. They also do it for the 3DS.
Yeah. Like, the faceplates?
Yeah. No, I want, a full-body custom...
Listen, I don't want to buy more than one Switch, right? Stop.
Like, I can't wait till they pull out the Monster Hunter one. I'm like, sick.
Or like a Transformers one that transforms.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Did you see Transformers Monopoly?
No.
There's a $500 Transformers Monopoly that transforms.
What do you mean it transforms?
I don't know. It just transforms.
If you tell me that the board folds so they could put it in the box.
I think the board folds in a very specific way.
Wow. That's not transforming. That's creative folding.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's origami.
I just saw a thumbnail. I'm like, that's stupid, and I scrolled past it.
Well, good on you. That is stupid. And I'll also be stupid if it's Transformers movie themed.
I'm gonna find it.
Yeah. At this point in the podcast, I should mention, guys, that we are not talking about Kamen Rider this week because there is no new episode of Kamen Rider.
True facts.
And if you couldn't tell, we've run out of things to talk about. That's why we're talking about $500 Monopoly Transformers. Also, I'm still talking because Anthony's still searching, so.
Yeah, here. It's a bunch of custom pieces, and here you go. Scroll through that IO9 article.
IO9, oh my. This is Monopoly?
Yeah.
Why does it what does it do?
I don't know. I didn't read it. Here's a bunch of pictures.
It doesn't do shit.
Yeah, it's $500. And apparently it's good enough to hang on your wall, according to the headline.
Why? What idiot would hang a Monopoly board on their wall? A Monopoly is like the bane of board games.
Yeah, when you buy things, you don't get houses. You have, what's it called? Energon cubes?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, on the weekend, me and Tishu played this zombie game that was kind of Monopoly derived.
That sounds terrible.
It was kind of pretty. It was fun. It relied a lot on dice rolls.
That sounds terrible. That sounds like Machikoro. Have you played Machikoro?
No.
Machikoro is a game where you have to buy assets and stuff, and you pretty much play Monopoly, but it's all dependent on your dice roll. Mm. So, if you roll a 3, and people who own a building that has a 3 on it, you owe them money or you owe them whatever's on the card and stuff. It's like they took Monopoly and then made it more random. And they're like, ha ha ha, fuck you.
Yeah, actually, the game I played probably wasn't like Monopoly because you don't buy property or anything.
Okay.
You just land on spaces and shit happens.
That sounds like Candyland. That sounds like pick a card. Oh, look, you got on the gumdrop road.
Yeah,
you
but it's win. It's a circle, right? So you pass your home base again, you get 10 more bullets.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, and then you use those bullets to dice roll zombies.
Candyland fucking sucks. I fucking hate Candyland.
Wow, the hate is real.
Fuck Candyland. That game sucks.
What game do you like?
Not Candyland.
Wow. Man. Oh, okay. Well, that's
great. I think I'm just butthurt because the last time I played Candyland was 3 days ago.
Oh.
And then the first card the person I was facing drew was the lollipop, the one that's at the end of the board.
Yeah.
And it was like, hey, boom! And I'm like, fuck this game! I have no way to catch up to that! Even if I take every single warp, you just win.
Wow. Lucky.
I know. The game sucks.
That's great. You ever play, I was going to say Snakes and Ladders, but that's not it.
Chutes and Ladders?
No. Mousetrap.
Mousetrap, yeah. I didn't ever played it.
No, you just set it
up. I just set it up and then watched the Rune Goldberg machine go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then sometimes the trap wouldn't go down, so I just tapped the trap until I trapped the mouse.
I wonder if I still have my copy of Mousetrap.
Mousetrap.
I found out I was driving my sister's car, and I opened the trunk because I needed to put stuff in the trunk. She keeps a copy of Scrabble in there.
For what?
To just Scrabble
battle. Like Travel Scrabble?
No, like the full-size Scrabble.
Wait. She does know there's Travel Scrabble.
Yes, but she has the full-size original Scrabble.
Just in case she wants to Scrabble battle.
Yeah.
You know, on the streets.
You know Words with Friends? Nah. She just needs to actually...
It's too expensive.
Yeah.
You gotta bring out the board.
You know why? Because she doesn't have dad on her phone. She can't do that shit.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, wow.
Travel Scrabble. Should I buy Travel Scrabble?
No, you shouldn't.
Should I have a spare copy of Scrabble? Like, they have the magnetic boards now. The ones where it's like every piece has like a ridge to it so your pieces don't fall out and also like slightly magnetic.
Cool.
Yeah, so you like flip it upside down and you don't lose anything.
Sounds expensive.
Not more expensive than 4 iPhones and an iPad for Scrabble.
Yeah, but look how baller you'd look if you and your friends played the iPad.
With a $5,000 game of Scrabble? Yeah, that's true facts.
Right?
I'd have to buy an iPhone then.
Yeah. I was at work the other day, and we
We're really killing for time here.
No, because I thought it was... I really wanted to... I work at Waterloo University, right?
All right.
And they have this giant wall-sized, just black and white picture of patterns and lines.
Okay.
And on the side, you just have a bucket of markers.
Okay.
And it's just color at your leisure.
Oh.
Yeah. It's been there for like the past 6 months.
How many penises?
No, because it's like it's a pattern.
Okay.
So people just fill in the lines and stuff, or the patterns with different colors and whatnot.
I can make a pattern of penises, that's fine.
Okay. Sure. It looks like a giant page of a coloring book is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been there for like the past 6 months. I went into work recently and it was finished.
So you erased it?
No, because it's on paper.
I thought it was like a dry erase board.
No. It's marker on paper. Like someone just post, like it's about the size of this wall. For context, that's like 10 feet by standard room height, which is what?
Seven and a half, eight and a half?
Yeah. Yeah. It was really cool to see it all done.
Cool.
I kind of want to put one up, but I just don't know where to put it. And I don't know if enough people come in and out of my house.
You should take it.
That's true. You should. But anyways, yeah. That was a pointless little segue.
So,
How
about that local sports team?
You know what? The All-Star game was, yes.
Oh, come on. Now we're talking about sports? What are we doing?
The NBA All-Star game was also the slam dunk competition, and it was garbage.
Yeah, and DJ Khaled was Snapchatting while holding a basketball.
Yeah. Somebody won MVP.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the teams won the game. And the All-Star games are always really boring because no one plays defense.
Yeah.
Everyone just plays offense because no one wants to get hurt. And that's why you get all those big dunks and stuff.
Man. Basketball's boring.
It is, I think.
To me, it goes basketball and then baseball as most boring sports.
Because
There was that thing you told me where your friend was like broke down why...
Basketball's boring.
Basketball's boring. Yeah. I'm like, oh man, that is why I don't find basketball exciting. Yeah, oh my god.
Yeah. For you listeners out there, it's there's no excitement about scoring. Scoring is just a natural process.
Yeah.
As opposed to hockey or
soccer.
Or soccer or even football, where when you score,
that's a huge deal.
That's the moment. Basketball is about the rhythm. It's about keeping up with the other team and their scoring habits. So
yeah.
Whatever, we got 51 minutes. We're done.
Did we?
Yeah.
What, do we got to talk about my League game?
Oh, shit. You reinstalled League.
Yeah, I've been reinstalling. I reinstalled League.
No. Oh, God. Okay.
I was just one. I had a pentakill moment.
Oh, five?
Felt good. Ooh. 5 kills. I went like 8-0 that game. Felt really good. I played this character. His name's Darius. He's a giant evil dude. He's got a giant axe. And so his moves are, he charges up and then does a 360 spin.
What class is he?
He's a fighter, so he's a tankier damage dealer.
Okay.
And so how his moves work is that his Q is that he charges up an axe and then he swings in a circle, like a 360 swing.
For sure.
If you're on the outer edge of the circle, which is where like the blade of the axe would be, you get dealt bonus damage, right? So you take more damage. And if you were on the inside of the circle and only got hit with the hilt of the axe.
Mm.
His other one is just like a charge attack where he slows your enemy. And then the other one is that he hooks you with his axe and pulls you to him. But his ultimate is where it gets good. His ultimate deals, I believe it's true damage, based on how much you're bleeding. Because every time you do a regular attack on someone, it applies a bleeding stack.
Okay.
And the more bleeding stacks you have, the more damage over time you take. And when you reach max bleeding stacks, you your ultimate has this special ability where if you do your ultimate, which is pretty much you jump in the air and try and bisect the person, right? Just like you dunk it.
Yeah.
Which is good because there's a skin called Dunkmaster Darius where he carries around a basketball in a basketball net.
Wow.
Right. And so if you kill someone with your ultimate, it refreshes immediately. Then the next attack you do on an opponent, on a new opponent, automatically applies 5 bleeding stacks.
Oh, wow.
And then you dunk again, and then you dunk again, and then you dunk again.
Whoa.
And I dunked everybody.
That's the ultimate?
Yeah, it felt so good.
Wow. How did you get... Oh, I guess they were all
clumped. They're all clumped, and it was a team fight. And so what happened was that I was chasing one guy, and he ran into his team. But my team was behind me. And so when they got dunked by my team's CC, I just went, 1... attack, 2, attack, 3, attack, 4, attack, 5, and I just dunked them all.
Damn.
It felt great.
Wow.
Felt good.
Cool.
I felt so strong.
Wow. Nice. It's always good to have moments like
that. Yeah, it is good to have moments like that. I'm finally in Silver 1. I'm out of my ELO hell.
Wow.
Right, I'm making progress, and I'm on my way to gold. Like, pretty much I want to get to gold 5.
Yeah.
Because when you get to gold 5, and if you're in at least gold and the season ends, you get special stuff. You get an exclusive skin and stuff like that.
Nice.
So,
is there exclusive skin for each character, or is it like all characters? Or
All characters have different skins, obviously.
Yeah, but when you get this reward,
it's one skin per season for the one character.
Oh, do you get to choose?
No, you don't.
Oh,
so I have one from 2 seasons ago called Victorious Morgana.
Yeah,
and so the season reward is a Victorious skin. Right, so it's Victorious.
Oh, I see.
It's a Victorious skin for one character.
Oh, but you know pretty
yeah,
you, what it, okay.
Yeah, and if you win it and you don't own the character, you just get the character,
which is cool. That's cool.
Yeah. But I realize I have a lot unlocked on my account, and I'm almost done unlocking all the champs that I want to play.
Oh, wow.
Like, I think I have one or two more I want to buy.
Mm.
The one I want to buy, his name's Ivern. He's like a tree dude. He's a walking tree. Right, and he's friends with the forest, and you know how there's a jungle in these games.
Yep.
He cannot attack or be attacked by monsters in the jungle.
Whoa.
So what you do is that you set down a grove, and the grove grows, and when it's fully grown, you can free the animals, and when you free the animals, the whole camp escapes, and you get all the experience and gold from if you killed that camp.
Oh.
Right. But his whole thing is after level 5. If you free a buff, so there's 2 buffs. There's a red buff, which makes your auto attacks do slow, and then also gives you damage over time dots on your opponent. And then the blue buff, which gives you a huge cooldown reduction, and your mana regen is through the roof, right? Normally, if you want to share those buffs, you have to give that buff to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But after level 5, if you free a buff, it leaves a copy of that buff on the ground for any of your teammates to get. And only your teammates can get it.
Wow.
Yeah. So pretty much every time you get a buff, you just ping a lane and they're like, hey, free buff over here if you want it. And then both you and your teammate are walking around with a red buff or a blue buff, right? With your mid laner is usually AP magic burst. So that they want the blue buff. And then your bottom lane is usually ranged attack. So they want the red buff.
Sounds cool.
He's right now, I think I've been watching LCS games again. He's pretty much every single time he has been picked, he has won the game, I believe.
Oh, wow.
And other than any time he has not been picked, he's been banned. So he's kind of out of control right now. So we'll see. we'll see where that goes. I think that that might have been a while ago. I don't know if that stat yeah. still holds true, but yeah. when I was watching it, it still held water. It's kind of messed.
Cool.
Yeah.
Does Lee have a mystery mode?
No, but they have mystery gifting.
Oh.
Yeah, so you can pay money to gift someone a mystery champion or a mystery skin.
So fun.
Yeah, it's not. They have they used to have a different mode called Dominion. They just got rid of it because no one was playing it. But they usually have events. So there's one that's Doombots of Doom. So you face against AI that continually get more broken and broken until you explode.
Yeah.
Or right now there's one called Blood Moon. I think you can only play assassins.
Oh.
So it's just like kill or be killed in the night. In the darkness of the blood moon.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's not really... I guess like the only one that would be a mystery hero one is ARAM. ARAM is all random, all middle.
Oh, all middle?
Yeah. So what it is that it's a special map that's only one lane.
I see.
Right. And all your heroes are chosen for you at random at the beginning of the match. But it's not like every time I die, I get a new hero.
I don't think it works that way because you have to level up.
And stuff, yeah. So it's just... When I start the game, I have a random hero. They do have like a reroll system where if you play enough games, you can earn a reroll point. So your next game, if you don't like the champion you got, you can reroll it.
I see.
But other than that, that's the only random mode, really.
Mm. Okay, I guess it wouldn't really work out
in
a MOBA.
Because you gotta level up and you gotta buy items and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if it's like, if I buy a bunch of magic items and then get an attack damage character, then it's like shit.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Hmm, interesting.
We did it. We killed enough time.
We did. we're at 58 minutes. So I think that's pretty good.
That's okay.
Yeah. Short one this week. Yeah. I mean...
Not really.
Week one this week.
Yeah, week one.
Yeah, it was a week
one. Oh, week.
Yes, W-E-A-K.
Yeah, I was like, week one? What's February?
No. Yeah, next week...
Well, hopefully I have Kamen Rider.
I was just trying to think. No, Switch is not next week.
No, Switch is 2 weeks from now.
I see.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
And I just can't hide it.
It sounds like I may or may not have Horizon by then. So
yeah, Horizon is getting 5 stars at the wazoo. Like that game looks really good. So
although now I'm just thinking maybe I should just play my copy of Dark Souls.
That's what I got to do. Yeah. You want to do a game club? You want to do Dark Souls?
No, you're gonna beat me though.
Why?
Because I'm not good at those games. I mean, like, I'm awesome, but I'm not that good.
I'm awesome, but I'm not that awesome. Well, we don't have to do all the side stuff. You don't do the Uber bosses or whatever.
Okay, yeah, I guess we could try.
I don't know how you would even do that.
Yeah, I don't know what we would do.
There's no chapters or anything.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea. Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.